Good day and welcome to another B2B exclusive. Our guest today is Matt Desch, Chief Executive Officer at Iridium Communications. Iridium trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker IRDM. Good day, Matt. Thank you for joining us today on B2B Interviews.
Glad to be with you, Todd.
So, Matt, I thought you might begin with a brief introduction and overview of the company.
Well, I'm sure your listeners might have heard of us. We were created almost 30 years ago by Motorola as the first low-Earth orbiting satellite system that would provide kind of like a cell phone-like communications everywhere on the planet. You know, initially the satellite phones, which people might know of, used in disasters and other things, but really these days were used for so much more, you know, to connect all kinds of assets, to find things on the planet, to help people, whether in aircraft or on ships or the U.S. government in many different applications use us as well. Over 2 million customers today. We've obviously transformed ourselves over 30 years to a fast growing, important communication companies that kind of fills the gaps in communication compared to the 10% of the world that has cell phone coverage. We, if you will, cover the other 90% and connect the most important assets and people and things on the move in remote locations.
Indeed. So to that end, perhaps you could elaborate a bit more on some of your core products and technologies, give us a better sense for your total addressable markets and market share.
Well, we are still the only communication company that covers 100% of the planet, whether it be the North Pole or the middle of the ocean or everywhere in between. So the kinds of things that use a network like us would be, people who, first of all, who use communication devices that might be scientists, might be explorers, might be people in harm's way, like firefighters or NGOs, those sort of things. We have also products that are on airliners and helicopters and general aviation business aircraft that provide connections to air traffic controllers. We have systems that operate on ships for crews to be able to call their families or get an internet connection. Our largest business is really across many, many industries where we would be tracking trucks or trains or all kinds of vehicles, or even that you can buy a product that will be a personal communication device for when you're in a remote location that will keep you safe and give you a button to push to have someone rescue you in case of some sort of disaster or other kind of issue that you might be having. Our latest announcement is that we're going to be integrated straight into mobile phones. So Qualcomm has agreed to put us into Android phones, and that will provide an SOS or messaging capability to people who buy those select phones that have our technology in them, don't even need a satellite phone or IoT device or anything else to make a connection. So a lot of important businesses. We've been growing rapidly over the last 25 years that we've been in operation, and continue to grow fast now.
Indeed. So let's talk a bit more about some of the key drivers and trends you see affecting your core business and how Iridium is now favorably positioned to capitalize in that regard.
Well, in the last couple of years, space has been, space had previously been viewed as a place where only giant antennas would be perched and really in places to provide communications in very remote environments. It was very expensive. It was only for the elite. Iridium kind of popularized that for individuals on the move. Other companies have come into space. There's been a lot of investment into new satellite networks. One that a lot of people know about, of course, is Starlink, a company created by SpaceX, one of our partners. Do a very different thing than what we do. They're really providing a broadband connection to a big antenna, where we're about providing communications to people on the move and very portable battery powered kind of activities, but just an awful lot of activity in recent years in connecting people from space, putting a lot more satellites up there. And we were kind of the original network, still one of the most important kind of unique networks. It's a bit of a niche in you know, as it relates to, say, cell phone, terrestrial cell phone companies, but a really, really important one that not a lot of other companies do. Just growing opportunities across the board of people now who no one wants to be unconnected anymore. You know, 17 years ago when I started here, when I was asked to be CEO, mobility was still a nice to have, but I think probably everybody listening to this knows that you can't imagine the world without your mobile phone. And when you're out of touch and it's unconnected, wherever that might be, you're quite frustrated. And that's where a company like Iridium comes to bear.
So in addition to the strategic partnerships with the likes of SpaceX, Qualcomm, et cetera, will the company look to M&A activities moving forward as a catalyst towards continued growth?
Yeah, when we completed our second generation network in 2020, and really now we're in an extended CapEx holiday, I mean, one of our highlights of us is that we're generating a lot of cash, much of which we're returning to shareholders. It's one of the reasons why we're valued high, that we've been, because we're not just a growth company, but we're also a capital return kind of company to investors. We have the opportunity now that we have strong pro forma free cash flow to acquire other companies. But, you know, we find that a lot of companies in our segment in the space industry do that because they're not growing. That's not really an issue for us. We're growing quite rapidly still. So we're pretty disciplined about that. We've made investments in some small companies that we think are very synergistic with what we're doing. We don't have any big aspirations for large M&A, even though we have the cash to do it. We certainly are an acquirer as opposed to the other way around. But our goal is more around capital return to our shareholders at this point.
Now, clearly, you're playing in immense and growing markets. Do you feel you have the infrastructure in place to handle that additional growth and demand?
Yeah, we do. I mean, our second generation network, which we spent 10 years kind of building, is now complete. It was launched on 9 SpaceX Falcon 9 rockets between 2017 and 2020. We just launched some spare satellites just to top that up. So our satellites are all in space, and they are all satellites that should last 15 or more years in space. Our last constellation lasted over 20. You know, all of our capital has been invested. It was almost $3 billion that was spent over that time to complete our network. So it's a very flexible next generation network that we're reprogramming to add lots of new services and features to, new revenue streams, et cetera. But that's all in space, and we have a lot of capacity on it to add subscribers here well out in the future. So we've kind of promised our investors over many years a 10 years capital holiday where our cash flow would be returned. We're several years into that. I think people have seen what we're doing. We just instituted our first dividend here last year, in addition to significant share buybacks. And I think people are seeing the value and benefits really of that capital return program.
Let's address the short-term vision for a moment, Matt. Where do you see the company 2 to 3 years out?
Well, we're going to continue to be bigger. We've been, you know, it's really over the last 20 years, our operational EBITDA has grown, just even since I got here, something like a 9 to 10% rate. So it's unlikely that we're going to slow down anytime soon. Nice thing about the space industry, anybody who looks to compete with you, you know, has to spend a lot of money and get licenses and generate a lot of time before they come at you. So we kind of understand what the competitive environment we have going forward the next few years. And we're excited about the new products that we have, the new services that we're delivering over that time. So we're going to be bigger and generate even more cash and returning even more. You know, I think the new area that we're getting involved in, which was called direct to device, where you embed our technology directly into a Qualcomm Snapdragon processor, and that goes into smartphones and perhaps into cars and laptops and other pieces of technology, will only expand the reach of what our technology is able to do for more and more applications and businesses and environments, which will just continue to support our growth plans and cash flow. So that's sort of where we are. We don't need to make a big left or right turn. We just need to keep executing as well as we have over the last 15, 20.
Let's change gears, Matt, very briefly at a high level. Talk a little bit about the leadership here in place at Iridium. What can you tell us about this present board and management team at the company?
Well, we went public in 2010, so we were about 13 years old as a public company. I would say that we have a lot of stability on the senior team. With all this success, the most important thing is to have great leadership. I joined Iridium in 2006. I thought this would be a couple of years, but I've just found so much. It's just been a lot of fun to be in the space industry and to transform a company like this. So bringing really strong management and a strong board to it was a really important part of our success. And so we have a lot of stability. Which is unusual in the industry. Actually, growing our staff quite rapidly. The last year, I think it was in 2021 or 2022, I think we added almost 20% to our staff. We have a very nice business model. We're a wholesale operator and really don't have a lot of operational expense. So once the capital expense is in there, almost every dollar we make as we sell new service drops to the bottom line. So it's a very high operating margin business. Very experienced board, transforming a bit, adding some new people in the last two or three years, which have a lot of experience in the larger space industry and in marketing and other areas. But really, it's a very solid, stable team. And I think that's been one of the reasons for our success.
So Matt, briefly in closing, let's recap, if you would leave us with a few quick points here. Why should investors consider a long-term position in Iridium Communications?
Well, I mean, I think if you certainly have seen what we've done over the last five or 7 years, the kind of growth rate we've had, I think you can project forward that nothing's changed to move us off that kind of trajectory. I mean, it's very rarely, if you look at a company, you see a lot of companies that are high growth, and you see companies that are high cash flow, but it's very rare that you find companies that are high growth and high cash flow. It's one of the reasons we, a couple of years ago, started to suggest to investors they look at us not so much as a satellite company and value us that way, because we really don't look like most other satellite companies, which are still have to invest a lot of their capital every year to rebuild their network. In our case, we looked a lot more like a data center or like a tower company, a company that was growing but was generating significant amount of cash. And I think they've done that. It certainly has provided us a multiple more aligned with those kinds of operations. And we think we're really well positioned as an innovative company with a amazing network to continue growing and generating significant cash flow returns for shareholders.
Matt, it was a pleasure speaking with you today. Thank you for joining us on B2B Interviews.
Glad to do so. Thanks, Don.
Our guest today has been Matt Desch, Chief Executive Officer at Iridium Communications. Iridium trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker IRDM.